from the United Nations in New York. This is Don Bob with developments in the former Yugoslavia. And as usual, we join our correspondent in Zagreb. Here's Annabella Lykov.
Today, another press briefing was held in the United Nations Peace Force headquarters in Zagreb. The deputy UN spokesman, Christopher Gunnis, informed the press about the situation on the ground in Croatia. He said that the situation remains stable, but still tense, with large number of troops from both warring parties in the zones of separation.
In fact, the north, there was inspection of the zones of separation by the United Nations and the Croatian authorities yesterday. Prior to this inspection, a battalion of HV soldiers withdrew from the zone, west of Petrinja and east of Sisak. However, after the inspection, the majority of these soldiers moved back into their positions. We assessed that in the end, only about 40 Croatian soldiers actually left the zones of separation in Sector North, leaving nearly 600 still present there. As far as the so-called ARFK is concerned, there are still over 1,000 soldiers between the ceasefire line. The same sort of maneuvers by the Croatian army were observed by the United Nations in Sector South. In the most prominent locations, the HV withdrew, but were observed by the UN taking up positions in secluded wooded areas. We assess that there are still 200 HV troops in the zones of separation in Sector South. There are about 100 so-called RSK in the zone conducting reconnaissance patrols to verify HV withdrawal. In Sector East, the HV has left the zones of separation. However, the United Nations has observed about 60 Croatian special police in the zone. There are still between 200 and 300 so-called RSK troops in the area.
The number of Serb refugees who had left the Sector West yesterday is 147. But the total figure of refugees at this moment is, according to the UNHCR sources, 1,430. As the same source says, during this weekend there will be no refugee convoys from Sector West to Bosnia. The process of leaving will probably be continued on Monday. Also in Sector West, the Argentinian UN battalion has been prevented from patrolling by the Croatian army. The matter will be protested by US. The situation on the ground in Bosnia and Herzegovina is still unstable, though Sarajevo saw a decrease in the number of firing incidents. There were only 263 recorded yesterday. The airport is open with 4 UN flags, but UNHCR remains suspended. In addition, Chris Gunnis said,
at 1100 hours, two Russian battalion soldiers were wounded by a booby trap device which exploded in a building near the northwest corner of the Grbavica Stadium. Both were medevaced out of the area. Also in Sarajevo, there was a detonation in front of the TV building at 10:20 hours, which killed one civilian and injured five. The origin of the fire could not be determined. At 12:16 hours, two civilians were injured by small arms fire, assessed to have come from the southwest. And 15 minutes later, a civilian was injured by small arms fire in the area of Cypress Alley, assessed to have come from the Bosnian Serb side. Also in Sarajevo, heavy weapons firing was reported in several areas of the city, and there was also tank firing.
UN personnel are still restricted in movement and travel by both sides between the city and Sarajevo airport. The BIH army is preventing rotation of AMPA for troops at the Vobošća, and the BSA is preventing the same at Rajovac. At the same time, the BSA blocked another weapon collection point in Poljane. Also in Sarajevo, one UN civilian policeman was killed in a traffic accident near the Holiday Inn Hotel last night. Bosnian Sector Southwest was quiet with some shelling recorded in Visoko, Tešan, Jelak, Zavidovic and Maglaj. Some firing incidents were recorded in Mostar. Tešan Northeast, including the Orašje pocket, was quiet with main areas of activity around Gradačac, the Dobrosinger and the Majerica hills. Activity was recorded in Bihać with 15 shots impacting in the town, assessed to have been fired by the so-called ARSK. There were no casualties. The BIH army is continuing the offensive to the east and south part of Bihać. UNHCR succeeded to get a convoy to Bihać, but it was stopped in Velika Kladuša, where the Abdić troops forced the UNHCR people to lift 24 metric tons of food there. Convoy in total carried 140 tons. As we reported yesterday, due to the BIH offensive, thousands of Serbs fled to Banja Luka and towards the Croatian Sector South. UNHCR's rough estimates of the number of refugees is between 3 and 4,000. These refugees are now in Bosanski Petrovac, and UNHCR has already sent a convoy there with the essential needs from Banja Luka. And for the end, the UN military spokesman in Zagreb, Walt Nečić, is leading the mission. UN spokesman Fred Eckert thanked him for the good job and presented his successor, Major William Taylor. And with this report, I'm saying goodbye too. From the United Nations Radio and former Yugoslavia, that was our report for Friday, May the 19th. I'm Annabella Leikhoff.
And with that report, we end this week's edition of Developments in the Former Yugoslavia. This is Don Bob at the United Nations in New York.